Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. It's hard to read the book of Acts without thinking about the word courage, because the lives of early Christians virtually shout courage. Peter and the apostles, on trial for the second time, boldly preached to the council about their participation in our Lord's death. Acts 5, verses 17 through 32. Not many days later, Stephen spoke against the religious leaders, Acts 7. He identified them as ones who, for thousands of years, persecuted, rejected, and put to death God's spokesmen, including Jesus, the Son of God. Stephen was a man of great courage at the cost of his life. Paul was arrested and imprisoned, yet courageously preached the gospel to governors, kings, and high authorities in Rome. Acts 25. He said, "Five times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked a night and a day and was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure." 1 Corinthians 11, verses 24 through 27. These men trusted in the Lord. They inspire us to take courage. When those whom we love and admire begin to teach another doctrine, we must courageously stand for truth. When our brothers and sisters want to veer from the worship and practice of New Testament Christianity, with love and humility, we should address the error. When our co-workers bombard us with crude language or ungodly suggestions, we should kindly but courageously ask them to stop. When we battle personal weaknesses and sin, we need to bravely fight. When trials of life begin to threaten the foundations of our faith, we must be fearless. Each of these situations may result in rejection and/or loss of relationships. People may sling accusations such as, "You're being judgmental," or "Holier than thou." But somehow these present things pale in comparison to the persecution, as well as the life and death situations endured by early Christians. The next time we're faced with adversaries, let us confidently trust in the Lord and take courage. Today's verse: "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Psalm 27, verse 14.